particular show that I really, really enjoyed, and that is a show that NCAA has seen. It's called Renovation Realities, where you just get to sit for 30 minutes and watch people get hurt while they try to renovate parts of their homes. Most of the time, the show does not end successfully, and you see the struggle throughout the entire process. Sitting from the comfort of a home, it is, you know, enjoyable to watch that, but unfortunately, these people that were watching on this television show are going through some real difficult struggles, and they just seem to compound one on top of the other, on top of the other. But there's a theme that runs through almost every single episode, and that's the necessity for proper preparation. That ultimately, the project that they have set to complete would be successful, and the success of that project is dependent upon proper preparation. And oftentimes, well, more times than not, the couples or the individuals who are going through this renovation reality are not prepared. Whether it's the lack of time preparation, the lack of skill, the lack of research on how a project should be completed, the lack of the tools that they need to successfully complete this project. And there are some serious consequences, financial as well as structural, that happen to their homes and to their lives by the lack of preparation. The gospel that we hear this morning is all about preparation. And we have John the Baptizer, someone whose role is to proclaim preparation for the coming of Jesus, the coming of the Messiah. His role in Scripture and his role in our lives and in the gospel today is to proclaim a message that for some of the members of the audience who were listening at that time, a message that was difficult to hear. There were some people, particularly the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that were referenced in the gospel today, who thought they had it made, who thought they were ready, by simply saying they were ready. But John the Baptizer reminds us, as he reminded the Pharisees and the Sadducees, it's more than just saying you're ready. It's about showing you're ready and taking the steps, intentionally preparing yourself for the coming of Jesus. And what that really means, it's not just for us Christmas, it's more than that. It's the total renewal or the renovation of our hearts and our lives to make a space for Jesus who is to come. And so in the second Sunday of Advent, a Sunday of preparation, we are all reminded that we need to, with 2 weeks in advance, we can see visually as well as in our own emotion that the time is progressing rather quickly. We need to renovate our hearts and renovate our lives for the coming of Jesus. And it's much more than just saying we're ready. It's actually taking those steps to prepare our hearts and our lives for the coming of Jesus. That's pretty easy, right? Well, not really. It's easy to say, but it's very difficult to do because that means making sacrifice. That means taking time out of our day to become really reflective on our day, to be reflective on our lives. Where are we in our journey of preparation? And we are all in different spaces. We are all at different stages of readiness and preparedness. Our shopping lists might be growing, our to-do lists might be growing, but in the midst of all of that chaos that might come in our lives because of it, we have to prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus into our lives. We have to have that renovation of our hearts. So I'd like to offer you three easy steps, just like late night television when you can buy stuff on TV, three easy payments. Three easy steps of preparing yourself. This can be our goal of reality renovation in our hearts in the preparation for Jesus. First, we have to make the gift of time for ourselves. in the midst of all that chaos, in the midst of all the challenges, in the midst of all of the stuff that fills our day, we have to take time for ourselves to really reflect, and to pray and to think about what that fourth and fifth candle really means. What that really means when we celebrate Christmas amidst all of the gifts, amidst all of the family, amidst all of the celebration. What does it really mean? The true meaning of that celebration. That true meaning can only be revealed if we take time to prayerfully think about it. Because then we can surpass all of the stuff that is oftentimes replacing that meaning, the spiritual component. That's the first thing. That sometimes is the hardest thing to do amidst all of the to-do lists and shopping lists and all those other daily activities that fill our day. Taking time for yourself in prayer connects you with the spiritual process of Advent. So that's step one. Step two, help others prepare their way for the coming of Jesus. And how you do that is by modeling, by example, by those reminders that the season we are in is a season of preparedness. It's not here yet. We may have all the visuals that remind us it might be here, but it's not. So let's not let that fool us. Let's take this process of preparedness and use all 4 weeks to the fullest. So the second is reminding others, because we have to be able to give others what we ourselves have. So by preparing ourselves and reflecting, we can then remind others to do that. And the third, and probably the most important, is a way to prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus and to renovate our internal hearts, our soul, our lives for the coming of Jesus is to read Scripture. Why do I say that? Isn't that prayer? No, it's not prayer. It could be a form of prayer. But because I did that to you as the third step, I want to just clarify what that means. The Scripture, Old Testament, New Testament, and the Gospels, Scripture provides for us a roadmap. It shows us the journey. It shows us the background. And this tradition of events passed from generation to generation and presented to us in writing allows us to put a context to all of this. It gives us a deeper meaning of what this is about, of what this is about why we are here. It gives us names, places, struggles, joys, and when we put that all together, and then we match that with all of the symbolism that we see and the rituals that we go through, it connects past with present. And for us, in this day and age, I really do think that making that connection is critical to truly preparing ourselves for the coming of Jesus. So we have the prayer, we have the modeling, and we have the Scripture. We have the lived experience. We have the communal experience of walking through this journey with one another. And then we have that intimate experience of connecting past to present. We oftentimes forget the past. We oftentimes hear Scripture Sunday to Sunday. But there's a lot that goes on in between. It's like watching a movie and then the last 20 minutes the movie ends. And you don't know how the movie ends. You're kind of left wondering. You're kind of left unfulfilled. And you say, what was the purpose of going through that whole process of watching this movie, and then all of a sudden it just stops without warning. In our own lives, we want to be able to make those connections. We want to be able to have a fuller understanding of what is going on in the past that makes us gather around the table every Sunday, that makes us celebrate and unite families every year around this time. Why? That why can only be answered by reading the scripture and reflecting and thinking about the steps that are being taken day after day after day in between these Sundays. Because as Father George mentioned at the start, we're halfway there. And it's difficult to realize that we are halfway there. But there's so much more between now and then that we can do, we can read, and we can reflect on to prepare ourselves. On the reality TV show, there are consequences to the lack of preparation. You get bruises, you have arguments, there's some tears that are shed. In the scripture, we hear of the consequences of not preparing ourselves for the coming of Jesus. We hear about the consequences of being separated, those who are prepared versus those who are not prepared. Those who say they're prepared may not be. So why wait until the end when there is that division? When we can bypass that and know in our hearts and in our minds that we have taken every step that we could have in preparing ourselves for the beauty of the incarnation, the beauty of the coming of Jesus into this world. And so my prayer for you and our prayer as a community is that we may begin to take those steps of preparing our inner self, renewing this excitement that Advent brings, but also renovating our inner self to make space and to make way for the room, to make way and to make room for the coming of Jesus in the incarnation. So let us pray that prayer as a community, and let us begin that process